As a crisis communicator, Rosemary Plourine is always on call. She works with hospitals and other healthcare companies, and if something goes wrong, like a hospital's under investigation or a doctor misbehaves, she gets called in to manage communications. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series Movers and Thinkers about the kind of personality it takes for this line of work.
It's not unusual for Rosemary Plourine to be awakened in the middle of the night with a frantic phone call, or to work long hours for weeks as a public relations crisis unfolds. She has to keep cool under high pressure, which she says is easy for her.
I can physically feel myself get calmer. I'm convinced I'm going to check and see if my pulse actually goes down as people get crazier. I think it's in me.
She notices this in her personal life, too. Take this one time she was at the movies with her husband.
And at some point, someone about half the way down the floor towards the screen stood up and said, "I need a doctor." It was an intense part of the movie. I don't think people heard or understood what the gentleman was saying at first. And then there was slowly was some scuttlebutt. And in the meantime, I've stood up and I've looked in the projector room window, and there's a human being in there. So I'm knocking on the glass. So I'm like, they need a doctor. And I had sat down before my husband realized that someone was standing up saying, "We need a doctor."
In her work in public relations, she uses this personality trait of making decisions fast and calmly to help companies defend their reputation during a crisis. It might be something she developed as part of the job, or it might be something she needed in order to even go into the field. Plourine says, regardless, it's part of who she is now. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can find more of our conversation with Rosemary and other emergency responders on the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. Listen on your favorite podcasting app or at podcast.wpln.org.